In Ukraine, today is a holiday known as Vyshyvanka Day. It honors Ukrainian heritage through traditional embroidered costume. We take you now to another part of the world, where one Ukrainian is preserving her culture through food. Last weekend, reporter Ashley Westerman discovered a tiny Ukrainian restaurant in the Philippines and found a story that reminds us of the far-reaching effects of war.
Okay, so I have the menu here in front of me. What are some of my choices?
Borscht. Golubtsi and Deruni.
That's Tamara Parasipkina, the owner of Odessa Mama Restaurant, named for her family's hometown. This place sits on the main drag of El Nido, a tiny city on the island of Palawan, known for its pristine beaches and exquisite diving. With a typical wooden bar and wicker chairs, it's unassuming. I actually almost missed the place.
Okay.
What did catch my eye was the blue and yellow flyer outside advertising a fun drive for the Ukrainian Armed Forces. I've just returned from helping cover the war in Ukraine, so my interest was piqued.
Okay, so we'll do borscht.
A Ukrainian staple, borscht is a soup made out of red beetroot, which gives the dish its distinctive red color. After ordering, we move to the kitchen. Parasipkina lists off the ingredients in her borscht, which she serves to mostly tourists.
Chicken and beef stock. Very strong one.
Oh my God, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
A young Filipina cook spoons out a healthy serving from a tub of bright red borscht made that morning.
Red beet is the problem here, but we have supplier from north of Luzon.
That's the Philippines' main island. Parasipkina says her family first visited Palawan in early 2014.
We fell in love with these plates and for sure, we were already dreaming to move, and we did it in November 2014. 2014 in Ukraine start war.
Following the ouster of Ukraine's former pro-Russian president that year, Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula and seized towns in Donbas, an eastern region of Ukraine bordering Russia.
It was hard time for me and my children, and we promised to our children that they have to live in free country.
So they left. Her, her husband Eugene, and her son Maxime. They moved to El Nido. Her daughter Anna joined them later. And over the last 8 years, they've built a life, opened this restaurant, and even started brewing their own Ukrainian beer. It's been a relatively peaceful life until February 24th, a night when her husband didn't come to bed.
Then I go downstairs and he's sitting, drinking rum. And then I saw the eyes like scary and in same time mad, and Eugene said he did it.
Putin had invaded Ukraine. Since, she's been on edge, getting little sleep. Her daughter, who moved back to Ukraine in 2020 for work, managed to flee to Warsaw. But they still have family hunkering down in Odessa. She's constantly on the phone with them.
Every day I talk with my brother and with my mom, which doesn't want to move from Ukraine even to here. She just doesn't want to move.
The Philippines has a very small Ukrainian community, but Parasipkina says she knows maybe one person who's moved here since the war began. Her adopted country has been supportive, though, she says. She feels akin to Filipinos because this country also has a long history of colonization. The Philippines was colonized by Spain for centuries and then again by the U.S. before finally becoming independent in 1946.
Since 24 February, everyone who is passing by, not everyone, but a lot of people, Slava Ukraini.
They say Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine. Still, in this island paradise, she dreams of going home, even during war.
I can do it right now, but I don't think it helps somehow. But I want to back home.
For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in El Nido, Philippines.